the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Angus Ketchot, and I'm here with Darren Dodds, and welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Again, we're coming to you from the Row Crop Short Course in 2019, and we're here with Southern Ag Credit, Mr. Clayton Davis. Clayton, I guess I got to know you, what, 5-6 years ago. I decided I needed a shop, and my wife allowed me to do it, and you were the man I called, and you fixed me up just right, man. So how you doing?
Man, life is good. We're closing down the final day here to Row Crop Short Course. It has been an absolutely phenomenal event, as always, and everything is going well.
Well, we could not do that without platinum-level sponsors like yourself, and you've been with us for a while, and you've always been a top-tier contributor, and, man, that's what makes this thing happen right there is people like you and your company, and we thank you so much for that. It wouldn't be a success without it.
Well, I thank you, Angus. I mentioned on the survey you'll see later today, it's the one event where the concentration of folks dedicated to the ag sector is it's the highest concentration I've ever been to any event of folks truly dedicated to agriculture.
Yeah, man, Clayton, this is Darren Dodds. I got the same experience with Clayton that Angus did. I finally cluttered up my garage, my house enough. I'll never forget, my wife walked out there and she said, "Why don't you just go build a shop?" And I looked at her and I said, "You serious, Clark?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm serious." And the next day I was on the phone to Clayton, and my shop is up and running now thanks to you. But I tell you, it's funny you mentioned the concentration of ag people. We all joke the folks that run the conference center here in town are not ag people. They're not. They run a conference center. They laugh every time we come in. It's going to be the white truck convention, because you pull up and there is 400 white trucks in the grass and the mud holes and the parking deck and everywhere else. And it's But we're proud of that. I'm going to tell you, we are. And what we're real proud of is we're not just bringing in the whoever. It's not one group specifically, I guess what I'm saying. There's a good number of farmers here, fair number of consultants, a lot of our ag retail people that are here. And Angus and I have always kind of held on to the reason we think most folks come, they can come, they can get some information, get educated. But I would argue that the very best conversation and most information has passed is in the hallways, eating dinner, eating suppers and all that. And I would probably guess for somebody like yourself, you probably are meeting people and making contacts and conducting business at those events probably as much there as you are sitting out in the hallway.
Absolutely. You start talking about the networking side of this with the concentration of not just the farming side but the consultants. You know, there's the relationship there between the farmer and the consultants and what they divulge to them, and the ability for us to all work together and to know what's out there and what's available and to share that information back and forth. It's just priceless.
So, Clayton, tell me something. You know, if I was, thinking about building something farm related or whatever, and Southern Ag Credit come to my mind, what kind of loan? I mean, what exactly do y'all do? I forgot even how that I come in contact with you originally. You were recommended by somebody, I can't remember, and man, it was the easiest process ever. But you know, what does Southern Ag Credit do? I mean, what kind of loans could I potentially get, or tell me just a little bit about, you know, what other services you might have?
Sure. So Southern Ag Credit, we finance life outside the city limits. So when you stop and think about that, really when we get beyond the city limits, our ability to finance gets really, really broad. So if you take someone who's just living outside the city limits, for instance, you guys looking to add on to a farm shop or structure on the back of your property, that's definitely what fits our mold. And as you get closer and closer to that ag sector, that full-time farmer type person, we can finance anything under the sun for what those guys need. Quite a bit of our financing ranges from the long-term side of what we do, so real estate. So whether that's hunting property, farmland, we've gotten into some of the equity share financing and some of these hunting clubs, or whether it's the full-time farmer who's also needing to buy equipment, furnishes a crop loan. Anything from that full-time farmer standpoint, we can touch and finance and provide for them.
Yeah, you know, Clayton, I think you probably bring a really unique perspective to the business that you're in. You and I had emailed back and forth a few months ago, and Clayton's brother was one of our student workers years ago here at Mississippi State. But Clayton, your family farms too. It's not like you just go work at Southern Ag Credit and are not tied to the farm. Your family farms. To me, that brings a lot of benefit to the people you deal with, because you're walking in those shoes. It's not like you're walking in cold and not really getting how the farm works. You do this. You farm, you hunt, you do all that stuff.
Yeah, and so that's a very unique thing that we have at Southern Ag Credit. So many of our loan officers either farm on the side or come directly from families that farm. As you mentioned, both sides of my family farm. My mother's side of the family and my father's side of the family both farm. So I've been around it my entire life. I can remember as young as 10 years old, chunking down in Washington County after fields been landformed and everything brought up from putting in rice gates and doing all the hard labor. I've been around it. I know what's going on. I'm in tune with it. And part of our job is to stay out of the office and stay in touch with those folks to see what type of struggles they're dealing with, see what ways we can help. And, you know, we mentioned yesterday in the seminar, no one farming operation is exactly the same. And so, therefore, there's no one set financing structure to fit them. And one of the cool things about how we operate is we've got a wide spectrum and a lot of ability to really fit financing per borrower instead of having a blanket structure for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, you just said a word that really just rang through my mind, struggle. And I think certainly the last couple of years in ag, I think struggle is a really good word. You know, you think about all the rain that started and we rutted fields up last fall and it kept raining and then we got dry a little bit and then it rained again during harvest, and struggle is a really good word. I think it's especially appropriate for those people in the south end of our delta here in Mississippi. We had, a 500,000 acres underwater for just a couple hundred days and all that stuff. And I'm sure that impacted you both on your family farming operation, but also you at Southern Ag Credit.
Yeah, so because of the NIT that we finance, that entire South Delta is a large part of the business that we handle. And it's some of the best folks. I was telling a gentleman yesterday, it's some of the best folks that I love to deal with. And they truly have struggled this year from an issue that's really not a natural disaster down there. That is a man-made issue that could have been avoided over the last couple of decades. And depending on which side of the political table you sit, the best thing you can do, as always, is to get educated on the backwater, the pumps, get educated on it. And then once you're educated, I encourage everybody to sit and visit with their congressman or woman as they can and really press the issue to let's finish what was started down there decades ago and let's get on with it.
You know, that is a big deal, and we knew we had a lot of the people that we work with every day that was also affected by the flood, and you know, we actually devoted several hours here at this short course to addressing that issue, specifically the flood. We had farmers on, we had Peter Nimrod on, we had Mary Catherine that documented all the damage, so we tried to, you know, take into account the fact that we had people out there struggling and hurting and tried to address that, you know, at the short course this year, and it was very well received. Lots of people were talking about those seminars that we provided here during this week. And, I mean, it's just such a big deal. And you're from the Delta, so you have some personal ties to it as well. So I'm really glad you brought that up here. So kind of getting here toward the end, and again, like I said, when your name comes up, you know, I give it out to a lot of people because you were real helpful on my personal loan that I got to build my shop and Darren too. So any, I guess, kind of final closing comments you'd like to leave the audience with around Southern Ag Credit?
I will just add that Southern Ag Credit is a co-op, and so we pay a portion of our earnings back to those stockholders. And so it's not every time you go to a banker, and at the end of the year, he turns around and writes you a check and gives it back to you. And that's just part of that co-op mentality.
And I can attest to that because I think I've got one the last few years.
Yes, sir.
Right about Christmas time. So that's been really, really nice, man. I'm telling you, we could not do this without our sponsors like you. And we're just so appreciative of that. And we're glad that you think that this short course is beneficial to you and your business as well as all the other sponsors too.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's, like I said, it's one of the best concentrations of folks. When you start, you know, everybody's got a budget. And when you start figuring out where you're spending money on and where you're really getting the most bang for your buck, when you can take an event like this and put 100% of the folks in the building all directly tied to agriculture, it's a 100% return on your money. It's a wonderful event. And I'm just glad we get to participate in it every year. And I hope you guys continue to grow and build on it.
Well, Clayton, I'm going to tell you thank you as well. You know, Angus and I have been a team from day one in this whole thing, and it's just, as he said, there's no way we do it like we do it without your help. You know, it's 375 pounds of shrimp and 650 ribeyes and, you know, 650 people in there eating last night. Just to see that, and it's everybody striving for the same goal to get better at everything we do. We don't do that without you. I just want to tell you thank you very much.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
All right. See y'all next time.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.